Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The woman in charge of Philadelphia's criminal justice reform effort left city government Friday after 12 years and serving in two administrations. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports she leaves behind a landmark of achievement.
Julie Wertheimer has spent her entire career in city government, first hired in the budget office at the beginning of the Nutter administration when the Great Recession hit, and the young newcomer was part of the team that had to salvage the city budget to cushion the impact.
Which was an incredible learning curve and an incredible opportunity.
That mindset, that a hard problem is an opportunity, kind of sums up why so many of Wertheimer's colleagues, including her boss, Managing Director Brian Abernathy, have relied on her for tough jobs.
The ability to keep our partners at the table, the ability to facilitate difficult conversations.
The toughest job she's had is bringing down the city's prison population, and in the spirit of a challenge being an opportunity, it led to her proudest achievement, helping to close the House of Correction.
It was a symbol of a lot of injustice that many Philadelphians suffered, and to have it be closed and to know that no one has to work there or be housed there is an important step forward for Philadelphia to be a more just city.
Wertheimer is headed to the Pew Trust Public Safety Performance Project to help cities across the country see that kind of progress. Her old boss, Judge Benjamin Lerner, says it reminds him of how he and Wertheimer used to fantasize about winning the lottery so they could start a criminal justice foundation.
I am so happy that for Julie, at least, the fantasy has come true.
Pew money is lottery level.
The Pew Foundation is probably one of the few places where you have more resources than you would have even if you won the Powerball.
Wertheimer says it's an opportunity. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.